Title: Comparing Groove Templates from Classic Breaks, Advanced. Alright, let's do something properly nerdy and properly useful. We're going to extract groove templates from classic breaks, compare them in a controlled way, and then apply the winner to a modern drum and bass drum program without losing punch. Because indeed NB, groove is not just swing, it's micro-timing, velocity trends, and accent placement plus all the weird little sampling and replay artifacts that made those breaks legendary in the first place. The goal today is to learn what those templates are actually doing, and pick them on purpose, not by guessing. First, set yourself up so the comparisons are fair. Set the project tempo to 174 BPM, or whatever your track is. Create three tracks, one MIDI track called Drums, that's your real drum rack pattern for the tune. A second MIDI track called Groove Print, that's your neutral test pattern, and one audio track called Breaks, where your reference breaks will live. On the master, drop a utility, optional but very revealing. Click mono on. Don't change the gain yet. The reason I like checking in mono is it stops width from distracting you. You start hearing timing and pocket instead of wow, wide hats. Now load your breaks onto the breaks audio track. 2 to 4 loops is perfect. Pick clearly different personalities. An Amen-ish break is great because it's busy and gust-heavy. A Think-style break is tighter and more forward. Funky drummer-style grooves are amazing for pocket and hat attitude. And if you've got a clean modern re-recorded break, that's a great reference too, because the transients are super readable. Now warping. This part is critical because groove extraction is only as true as Ableton's interpretation of the transients. So if you warp it badly, you are literally teaching live the wrong rhythm. Click the first break. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with transients. Transient loop mode usually off, unless you intentionally want that machine gun repeat vibe. Now zoom in and set the start marker precisely on the very first real transient of beat 1. Not kinda near it, right on it. And here's a big one. Don't overwarp. Anchor the first downbeat at 1.1.1. If it's a 2-bar break, also anchor the downbeat of bar 2. Then only add warp markers where it genuinely drifts. The more markers you add, the more you iron out the natural push and pull that you actually wanted to extract. Do a quick transient sanity pass. Zoom into the first snare or kick. If Ableton is seeing two transients where you hear one hit, like a flam, your groove will inherit jitter. In that case, you may need to adjust your warp position, or sometimes pick a different preserve setting, or just tidy the start position. Get it clean. Once your break loops perfectly at tempo without smearing transients, right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove S. Open the groove pool. You'll see a new groove appear, named after the clip. Rename it immediately. Give it a name that tells you the source and context, like Amen-A174 Extract or Think-B174 Extract. You're going to build a little library here, so clean naming saves your future self. Now, a pro move. Many breaks have a bar 2 attitude, little pushes, had openings, tiny fill energy. So extract two versions when you can. One from just bar 1, for a consistent pocket, and one from the full 2 bars, for the phrase feel. The 2-bar extract often feels more alive, but it can also fight super tight modern drum programming. We're going to test that instead of arguing about it. Next, build the neutral test pattern, the groove print clip. On groove print, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Use a clean drum rack with boring one-shots. No pre-grooved loops. You want this to be plain so the groove differences are obvious. Program closed hats on straight 8th notes, or if you want more resolution, straight 16ths. Add a simple kick on beat 1. Add a snare on beats 2 and 4 for that classic DNB backbone. Keep it intentionally basic. When everything is already funky, groove differences get masked. Now we'll apply grooves and standardize the comparison parameters. Drag one groove from the groove pool onto the groove print clip, or select the clip and choose the groove from clip view. Then, in the groove pool, set a consistent starting point for every groove you're testing. Set timing to 100%. Set velocity to 0% at first. Random to 0. Bass stays default, usually 1/16. This first pass is timing only. We are isolating the micro timing fingerprint, without dynamics confusing the result. Important workflow note, do not commit yet, not yet. You want /B. Here's a /B method that actually works and doesn't fry your ears. Duplicate your groove print clip a few times, like 4 copies. Put each one in its own scene, and assign a different groove to each clip. Loop 4 to 8 bars. Now you can launch scenes and instantly switch grooves while the kit and level stay the same. Set global quantization to 1 bar so the switching is clean and musical, not chaotic. If you want an extra layer of objectivity, put a very light glue compressor on the drum bus. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This doesn't fix the groove. It just makes subtle timing differences speak more clearly, because the bus reacts differently to different hit placements. Now listen like a producer, not like a fan. You're listening for things like, does this groove make the hats feel laid back, like they're sitting behind the beat? Does it push off beats forward so the pattern feels urgent? Does it tug the snares slightly late, giving it weight? Or does it destabilize the quarter note anchors so the whole loop feels like it's leaning? And that anchor stability thing is huge. Here's a metric you can use, groove drift. Add a rim shot or click to your test MIDI clip on every quarter note. Just 4 clicks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Apply a groove at timing 100. If beat 1 and beat 3 start feeling wobbly, that groove is dragging your anchors, not just seasoning the subdivisions. That might be perfect for loose jungle, but it can absolutely blur a heavy modern drop, especially if your bass is very transient. Now let's bring in velocity, because a live break feel is accent logic, not just timing. For each groove, turn velocity up to around 20-40%. Now focus on what happens to your hats. Are certain steps being accented in a way that creates forward drive? Do you suddenly feel implied ghost notes even if you didn't program any? That's the template's dynamics talking. If it makes your hats too uneven or too spiky, back it down. You can always do dynamics with intention later. And here's a teacher tip. If your samples don't respond to velocity, you won't hear much change even if the groove contains velocity information. So make velocity matter. If your hat is in simpler one-shot mode, enable velocity control and increase velocity to volume a bit. You can also make accents brighter by mapping velocity slightly to a filter opening, just a touch. Now groove velocity becomes accent color, not just loudness. If you want to get really objective about what a groove is doing, you can create a micro-timing fingerprint. Duplicate your test clip so you don't lose the live comparison. On the duplicate, commit the groove. Then click notes in the MIDI editor and look at the start offsets. You'll spot patterns fast. Late hats, early upbeats, snare tug. Rename the groove with that behavior, like think push-up beats or amen lay tops. This is how you build a usable groove library instead of a pile of mystery templates. Also, don't ignore the bass parameter. Use it diagnostically. If bass at 1/16 feels chaotic, but bass at 1/8 suddenly locks in, that groove is fundamentally about 8th note placement more than 16th swing. That's a big clue about where the pocket lies. Sometimes the same groove gives you two different usable identities depending on bass, which is gold for arrangement. Cool. Now we pick a winner, but winner doesn't mean most funky. It means which groove supports the role you need in this track. Now move to your drums MIDI track, your Rethel DNB pattern. Program a proper rolling pattern, strong snare on 2 and 4, kick doing something syncopated, hats on 16ths with intentional gaps, and add ghost snares around the main snare if you want that jungle seasoning. Then apply your chosen groove to that clip, but don't automatically slam timing to 100 on a modern drum rack. A lot of the time, the sweet spot is 60-85% timing. Velocity may be 10-30%. Random extremely low, like 0-5% max. DNB needs consistency. Too much randomness turns into slop, not vibe. Commit only if you want to manually edit the timing afterward or you want to print to audio and bake the feel in. Now, one of the most pro ways to do this is to split the groove by roll. Duplicate your drums clip to two tracks. Call one drums tight and the other drums groove. On drums tight, keep your kick and main snare. Either no groove or very low timing, like 0-30%. This keeps the punch and the club authority. On drums groove, put hats, ghost snares, percussion, the stuff that can dance. Apply the break groove harder here, like 70-100%. This is how you get the best of both worlds. Modern impact plus classic movement. If you're layering snares, be careful. If you groove the snare stack, phase relationships can shift hit to hit, and your snare will feel inconsistent. A clean strategy is, keep the main snare tight, and put a character layer, like noise or a crunchy top, on the groove track. Or print the snare stack after you choose the timing so it stays consistent. Now let's talk arrangement, because groove doesn't have to be static. Instead of automating groove pool parameters, which can be clunky, create clip tiers. Make a tight version with low or no groove, a pocket version with medium timing and low velocity, and a wild version with higher timing and higher velocity, maybe a tiny bit of random. Then arrange energy, intro tighter, drop more grooved, Second drop may be swapped to a different groove template entirely. For example, think for the first drop for tight forward drive, and amen for the second drop for chaos and lift. Same samples, different groove. That's a slick way to create progression without adding new sounds. And here's a fun advanced variation. Call and response between grooves. Alternate groove A for 4 bars, groove B for 4 bars, with identical drum sounds. You'll mimic the classic different slice of the break energy, but you're still fully in control. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Overwarping the break kills the groove. Extracting from a badly aligned loop gives you a wrong groove that's hard to diagnose later. Putting 100% timing on the entire kit can wreck punch, especially kick and main snare. Using velocity groove on already smashed and saturated hats can turn feel into harshness. And comparing grooves while changing drum samples is basically invalid testing. Keep the kit constant. Now the mini practice. Pick two breaks with clearly different feels, like Amen-ish versus Think-ish. Warp them cleanly. Extract grooves. Make the 1-bar test pattern with kick, snare, and 16th hats. Compare each groove under three conditions. Timing 100, velocity 0, then timing 70, velocity 20, then timing 50, velocity 0. And write one sentence per groove describing what it does. Something like, this groove pulls the hats back, but keeps the snare stable, or this groove pushes the offbeats and makes the loop feel urgent. Then apply the winning groove two ways, hats only and full kit. Decide which works better for your subgenre and why. Bounce a 16-bar loop of each version and label them clearly. This audio version is shortened for playback.